Hare Krishna. Okay, I have a question here from Alata. And she's got a cat, and she feeds her cat prasadam, and her neighbor used to feed the cat food with meat products and so on. So now the neighbor has moved away, and the other neighbor doesn't want to do that work. So she's asking whether there's any karma involved for her to feed the cat food. Yeah, sure, why not? It's meat products. You feed the cat meat products. You have to take the karma that goes along with it. And here, of course, we get into another topic, which is, seems to be a new fad that I've seen amongst devotees of pets, having cats, having dogs, which is quite a surprising thing, considering that we're in a culture of cultivating purity, and where animals are the more ignorance, they have bad habits, they're dirty, and therefore anyway where they live takes on the same qualities. So having cats and dogs, especially inside the house, means that more or less one disqualifies oneself from any quality deity worship in the house, or being able to participate in deity worship in the temple, because your clothes, your body is contaminated by all of the byproducts and the influence that comes from having a dog or a cat running around all over the house and doing so many things. Of course, Vaishnavas are kind to everyone, so we have nothing against animals. They should just be outside the house, not inside the house. Like in New Rajadam, they got so many cats, but they're outside the homes. They're not inside the homes. And devotees also feed them prasadam, but and of course they catch their own other animals, mostly field mice, that they also live on and thrive on, but cats aren't meant to be inside the house. Animals aren't meant to be inside. And what should we feed animals? Well, we feed them prasadam. This idea that they can't be fed prasadam, we see, for instance, Shivananda Sen. A dog followed him on the way to Puri, and Chaitanya Charitamrita says he fed him rice. I had, before I joined Krishna consciousness, ever since I existed, I can remember, I always had pets. In Hungary, I had, I think two budgies, Fitzko, and when we moved to Canada, then we had had dogs. I had two incarnations of Dixie, and before I moved in the temple, we had Angus. I have nothing against animals, and very like them in the right place, which is outside the home. And I have, but when I joined the temple, then I left Angus with my wife, and that was the end of the story. No more pets. But Angus, and I'm introducing you to Angus. He was the biggest German Shepherd I ever saw in my life. I haven't seen one that big since then. And when he was born, he belonged to my father-in-law's dog. He was twice the size of any of the other rest of the puppies. But in the last 6 months, or maybe even, I think probably even more, before I joined the temple, Angus was eating prasadam. And believe me, he didn't get any skinnier. He was big. So why not feed animals prasadam? Why not feed the animals outside the house prasadam? Because if we don't, if we feed them meat products, you handle meat, you take the karma. Why do we think that we wouldn't? But in general, I think this sort of trend that I see of devotees having pets is not a very wise one. It's not a very sattvic one. It's not a very desirable one. You want animals, keep them outside. But even then, don't make them dependent upon you. Otherwise, it becomes very difficult to remain clean. Keep them at a distance. So back to Lata, yes, you're taking karma. Why not just give the best benefit that you can to the cat and let him eat prasadam and let him live outside? These animals weren't living inside houses. They're all originally wild, and they thrive quite well in the wild. Anyway, so much for pets. Hare Krishna. Oh yeah, and of course I forgot to add that the devotees who keep animals at home, not only do they really restrict their ability to do deity worship at home, but to do any deity worship in the temple, because that means generally one is contaminated, one's clothes are always contaminated, even if you take a shower. So why would I want to sacrifice that? The service of temple deities and so on in order to serve an animal.